From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
Coming up on Taking Stock, we'll take stock of Facebook. The stock is up more than 40% in the past year, and today it holds its annual shareholder meeting. One of the issues, Class C stock. Now, this was, it was proposed back in April, designed to give Facebook currency for acquisitions and not dilute Mark Zuckerberg's control of the company. We'll get more details.
We'll also find out what kind of future Peter Thiel has Facebook in his back pocket, or in Mark Zuckerberg's. All that and a whole lot more coming up when we take a look at Facebook. Now, Charlie Pellett's coming up. He's in the Bloomberg Newsroom with the Bloomberg Business Flash.
And thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Pim. We're brought to you by Brooks Brothers Big Event, their semi-annual sale going on now through June 28th. Shop early for the best selection. Visit brooksbrothers.com to shop the entire collection or to find the location closest to you. Facebook shareholders have re-elected all 8 members of the social network's board, including Peter Thiel, the investor backing a controversial lawsuit against Gawker. At the company's annual shareholders meeting, investors also approved the creation of non-voting shares that would allow co-founder Mark Zuckerberg to sell or give away much of his Facebook stock while retaining control of the company. Facebook shares are up now by 0.5%, up 60 cents to $113.62. Equities are advancing. S&P 500 index jumping the most in 4 weeks after the latest polls show the UK campaign to remain in the European Union is gaining ground before Thursday's referendum. Investors also looking ahead to the start of tomorrow's two-day Fed testimony. Right now, the S&P up 16 at 2,087, a gain of 0.8%. NASDAQ up 46 to 4,846, a gain of 1%. Dow Industrials up 172 points, a gain of 1%. Gold down 330 the ounce to 1,291, a drop of 0.2%. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, up $1.22 a barrel, $49.20 for WTI. That is a gain of 2.5%. Tenure down 16 30 seconds at yield 1.66%. And at 3:32 on Wall Street now, let's take a look at other news from around the world.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. This news update is brought to you by the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. The Grand Cherokee continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today. A big shakeup today in Donald Trump's campaign. Corey Lewandowski is out as Trump's campaign manager. Lewandowski says he's not sure why he was fired, but he understands.
Those killings are on the suspect, and on the suspect alone, in my mind. All that will be investigated by our officers, acted heroically and did as they were trained in an unbelievable circumstances and did a phenomenal job.
The FBI today released the transcripts from 911 calls between the Orlando nightclub shooter and police. Orlando Police Chief John Mina says officials are still investigating to determine whether some victims were shot by police.
Those killings are on the suspect, and on the suspect alone, in my mind. All that will be investigated by our officers, acted heroically and did as they were trained in an unbelievable circumstances and did a phenomenal job.
49 people were killed in the nightclub attack. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert will report to a federal prison in southeastern Minnesota this week. The 74-year-old was sentenced to 15 months behind bars in a hush money case. A special naturalization ceremony is being held in Central Park tonight in honor of World Refugee Day. 20 people hailing from 12 different countries will be sworn in as new Americans. Most of them are refugees or asylum seekers. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists in more than 150 news bureaus around the world. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping, stocks higher, S&P 500 index up 16 now to 2,087, a gain of 0.8%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
It is good to be king, or at least co-founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. At the company's annual shareholders meeting today, investors approved the creation of non-voting shares that would allow him to sell or give away much of his Facebook stock while retaining control of the company. This is key. That's why Mark Zuckerberg proposed this just a couple of months ago. Shareholders also reelected all eight members of the social network's board, including Peter Thiel, the investor backing a controversial lawsuit against Gawker. Joining us now is Scott Kessler, deputy head of equity research at S&P Global Market Intelligence here in New York City. Welcome back, Scott.
Thanks a lot, Kathleen.
So, not too surprising, I guess, that the shareholders backed this creation of non-voting shares that will help Mark Zuckerberg stay at the helm no matter what. A vote of confidence in Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the mottos to today's shareholder meeting could be, you know, in Mark we trust. Right. I mean, I think when you consider the fact that this company came public over 4 years ago and they made it pretty clear that it would be a controlled company, which essentially means that Mark Zuckerberg was controlling a lot that went on at the company, from decision making to capital allocation to all in between. And honestly, initially, there were substantial questions about corporate governance and whether or not Mark Zuckerberg, as you may recall, was kind of up to the challenge. He was wearing hoodies to the roadshow meetings and no-showing at other important gatherings, at least according to unconfirmed reports. And meanwhile, I think it's fair to say that over the last 4 years, he's really emerged as one of the preeminent CEOs on the planet.
Scott, what about investing in Facebook shares at $113 a pop?
So, Pim, what's interesting about Facebook is that the stock hasn't done all that well over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, it did tremendously well last year, and I think year-to-date it's still outperforming. But I think there's been some consolidation over the last, let's call it, couple of weeks, I think largely for a couple of reasons. So first, I think there were some concerns about this shareholder meeting and what could potentially come out of it. The other thing is I think folks are increasingly concerned about competition. It seems like there's a lot of talk about Snapchat and whether Snapchat is, let's say, taking some users and engagement away from, if not Facebook, then perhaps definitely Instagram. And then I think last, it seems like a lot of people believe that all the good news is out on Facebook and all the investors who could buy are already in the shares. We have to disagree with those notions to a large extent. We think there's a lot more upside. The stock is trading at 32 times our estimate for this year's earnings, and we're looking for growth of more than that in revenues next year. What that means, in our opinion, is that you got a unique combination of growth and value. We like the stock. We have a buy opinion. Our 12-month target price is $150.
Okay, Peter Thiel, he gets to stay on the board. Now, of course, he is the co-founder of PayPal, along with Max Levchin and Elon Musk. He serves its first CEO. He was the first outside investor in Facebook with a 10.2% stake acquired in 2004 for $500,000. Way to go, Peter Thiel, right? I mean, he's a very successful investor. He's a billionaire. He's got this controversial secret funding of a lawsuit against Gawker. He's staying on the board because he's so close to Mark Zuckerberg. Or, on the other hand, why was it controversial? Why shouldn't he stay on the board?
Well, look, I mean, this is obviously an issue that's not going to go away so quickly. I think there are a lot of questions to be asked and answered yet. However, I think it's fair to say that, look, Peter Thiel, as you pointed out, has been a visionary and very successful investor and operator when it comes to Silicon Valley. You mentioned PayPal. They had a very beneficial exit to eBay right after the company came public. Clearly, when you're one of the first investors in Facebook, as you referenced, I think he was the first outside investor in the company. I think there are a lot of reasons to have Peter Thiel on the board. On the other hand, there are obviously questions about this. And I guess we'll wait and see what further details come up related to this issue. I think the fact remains, though, that Facebook looks at this in the context of Facebook, Peter Thiel's contributions as a board member, and if what he did or what he will do will kind of adversely affect what he's able to contribute. And I think the answer to that question appears to be no. And I think that, look, Facebook's board is very strong, and I think it makes sense that it continues as it was.
Scott, just quickly, if you can tell us, there are going to be three classes of stock. If you happen to own a Class A or Class B shares, what's going to happen? You're going to get some C shares, too.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, Pim, is somewhat similar to what happened with what now is known as Alphabet, where you had a situation where you had one class of stock, and that class will probably continue, and then you're going to have another class of stock that won't have voting shares, and essentially you might see the equivalent of an adjustment in the existing share price. So the bottom line is the full details are not out on that because obviously we see the shareholder approval. I think it has to go through some other ministerial issues. And so we'll wait and see, but not a big change as far as I'm concerned.
Scott Kessler, thank you very much. He is the Deputy Head of Equity Research for S&P Global Market Intelligence. Speaking about Facebook, shares of Facebook up 55 cents right now, $113.57 for Facebook. You're listening to Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Markets around the world, from stocks to bonds to currencies and commodities, bracing for the Brexit vote on Thursday. Doug Scioca from Kavar Capital will talk to us about that on Bloomberg Radio.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/FutureInvestor/radio.